33 Days to Eucharistic Glory by Matthew Kelly. Day 16, Healer of My Soul. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Who do you know who needs what this woman needed? There was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years, and though she had spent all she had on physicians, no one could cure her. She came up behind Jesus and touched the fringe of his clothes, and immediately her hemorrhaging stopped. Then Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowd surrounded you and pressed in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I noticed that power had gone out from me." When the woman saw that she could not remain hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Luke 8:43-48. Jesus is always healing people. Think about the Gospels. One thing we witness him doing over and over again is healing men, women, and children. He made the blind see, gave hearing to the deaf, cured the paralyzed, fed the hungry, comforted the afflicted, counseled the worried and anxious, liberated the possessed, cleansed the lepers, forgave those burdened with guilt and shame, gave speech to those who could not speak, and even raised Lazarus from the dead. The mistake we make is we set these stories and the people in them apart from ourselves. We don't think we need healing. If we are not blind, when we hear the story of Jesus giving sight to the blind man, Bartimaeus, we don't think of ourselves. If we are not paralyzed, when we hear the story of Jesus healing the paralytic, we don't think of ourselves. If we are not deaf, when we hear the story of Jesus restoring the hearing of the deaf, we don't think of ourselves. And it would never occur to us to see ourselves in the possessed man, woman, or child. But we are blind. We are paralyzed. We are deaf. We are possessed. It may manifest in different ways and to different degrees, but we are. We are all blind and deaf and paralyzed and hungry. We all need to be comforted in our afflictions. We need to be counseled in our worries and anxiety. We all need to be liberated from spirits that possess us. We are all lepers in need of cleansing. We all need to be forgiven for the mistakes and sins and regrets that burden us with guilt and shame. We all need to be given a voice in situations where we find it hard to speak up. And in some way or another, some part of us or some aspect of our lives needs to be raised from the dead. We all need healing, desperately. When I asked you earlier, who do you know who needs what this woman needed? Who came to mind? You probably didn't think of yourself, but your need for healing is great. Now, think about the story from Luke's Gospel above again, but this time, think about it in the context of the Eucharist. This poor woman had been bleeding for 12 years. She'd heard about Jesus, and she had been waiting for him to come to her town. Or perhaps she went out searching for him. Her faith was such that she didn't need a lot of attention. Her ego was in check. Filled with faith and humility, she believed that if she could just touch Jesus's cloak, she would be healed. Here's my question. What would she have believed possible if she had been able to receive Jesus in the Eucharist? Body, blood, soul, and divinity. What would she have believed possible if she had been able to experience the Eucharistic glory of consuming the glorified Christ, who rose from the dead under the appearance of bread and wine? How do you think she would respond if she could experience the Eucharistic glory that most Catholics take for granted on Sunday? And not just her, but pick any of the dozens of people throughout the gospel who approach Jesus humbly, seeking his help. How would they respond to the possibility and opportunity of the Eucharist? Did you notice that I said earlier, Jesus is always healing people? I didn't say Jesus was healing people, because that would have been a half-truth. I don't know what form your need for healing takes, but I do know who can do the healing. Jesus, the carpenter from Nazareth, the itinerant preacher, the Son of God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, the Lamb of God, the new Adam, the Messiah, the Alpha and the Omega, the Chosen One, the Light of the World, the God-man who wants good things for us more than we want them for ourselves. the healer of our souls. What would happen if you went to church next Sunday looking for healing in the same way that this woman sought out Jesus to be healed? What would happen if you brought that broken and difficult part of your life to Jesus in the Eucharist? Do you believe that Jesus can heal you? Don't worry about whether he will or not for right now. Just focus on believing that he can. Jesus has the power not only to heal, but also to forgive sins. He has come to heal the whole person, soul and body. He is the physician the sick need. His compassion toward all who suffer goes so far that he identifies himself with them. I was sick and you visited me. Jesus is your personal healer. Before we began day one of this journey, in the introduction, I spoke about a Muslim man I met many years ago. I asked him if he believed he could consume his God under the guise of bread. What would he do to receive that bread? Do you remember what he said to me? I would crawl naked over red hot broken glass. That's what he said. Red hot broken glass. It is time we all rediscover the healing power of the Eucharist. Trust, surrender, believe, receive. The lesson for today. We are blind, we are paralyzed, we are deaf, we are possessed. Ask Jesus in the Eucharist to heal you. Virtue of the day, trust. The virtue of trust is in many ways an acknowledgement of the reality that God is in control. It is also a belief that God has a plan for our lives and will provide for us in that plan. One of the most practical ways to grow in the virtue of trust is to become more trustworthy. Trust determines how we participate in relationships. Who we trust reveals our character. The gift of trust is a tranquil soul. Spiritual communion. Jesus, I believe that you are truly present in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Every day I long for more of you. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot receive you sacramentally at this moment, I invite you to come and dwell in my heart. May this spiritual communion increase my desire for the Eucharist. You are the healer of my soul. Take the blindness from my eyes, the deafness from my ears, the darkness from my mind, and the hardness from my heart. Fill me with the grace, wisdom, and courage to do your will in all things. My Lord and my God, draw me close to you, nearer than ever before. Amen. Christ our King, thy kingdom come. Mary, Queen of the Eucharist, pray for us.